Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, again.
One more.
No, this is only six issues.
The seventh issue.
What issue did we start on?
333.
33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
38. 39.
Where the hell did we miss one?
That's what I'm saying. I think we missed one of the first ones. Anyway.
Well, fuck it. Again.
There we go. Told you. Enjoy that, guys.
That's the last one you're going to hear.
Yeah. Maybe.
Hopefully.
So, yes. This is our seventh issue of this Flash arc. If you would like to listen to the previous issues, you could find, obviously...
Hit the back button.
Kinda, yeah. Just go back to the issue episodes that we've released recently.
6 through 8.
Well, you can also go back to episodes 6 through 8 and episodes 109 through 115 for the full story.
Quit looking at your book. You should have those memorized as many times as we said them.
New thing.
Anyway, yeah,
trying to work stuff.
So this is what I was talking about right here, though.
Yes.
Now his suit's blue.
And
like, literally from one picture to the next, he's still passed out in front of the tree. Like, I mean, I get it. They stripped him down the first time. But then they're like...
They haven't much stripped down. He was in a t-shirt. That's it.
We got to take another look at Big Sur. Let's put this part of the suit underneath that part of the suit.
So as this issue starts out, we see, like you said earlier, Big Sur still leaning up against the tree. Trickster is...
Okay, he's got a pair of the Flash's boots on his hands, and he's walking on his hands with his hovering, or lighter-than-air boots, floating his feet behind him.
Making tracks.
He's supposed to be making tracks that look like the Flash's boots.
Yeah.
So, instead of putting them on his feet, he puts them on his hands. I mean, I guess it's part of his character because he's supposed to, you know...
He's a trickster.
I'm a wily trickster.
Yeah. The funny thing I don't understand, though, is... Everybody else is just standing there, and then Captain Cold runs up to Trickster.
Maybe the Flash's boots they had on were weighted.
Well, they were from the statue from a museum, so it's possible they could have a little more weight to them.
Maybe they were filled in the bottom.
So anything's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we're just gonna go with it's stupid.
So Big Sur wakes up
the rogues. I love the first picture with his eyes open, like they're like wide, like. I feel like I've been violated. Like, seriously. Like, that's somebody just stuck something in my butt. Like, we didn't discuss this.
He does wake up, and he's wearing this weird costume. He doesn't know why. I would feel maybe violated, too.
Well, yeah. Especially when they start calling me Big Sur afterwards. Yeah.
Nice. But he wakes up, stands up, and he sees all the rogues laying down.
And he knows all of them by
Well, he knows because he knows Flash.
Because he follows this little kid mentality. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so like, he's like, the Trickster, Captain Cold, the Weather Wizard, Captain Boomerang, Mirror Master, I recognize them all. But it looks like somebody hurt them a lot. I wonder if it was me?
Yeah, he's questioning because he doesn't know.
And then he's like, I could be a superhero. Fight crime.
We go to the home of Dr. and Mrs. Henry Allen.
See?
I know.
It's Henry now.
I wonder if Herbert's... Is Herbert a student? Is pseudonym the right term?
No, it's not the extended... It's not like trying to get Dick from Richard. Just ask. I couldn't leave it. But,
you're fine.
But no.
I told you
I read Henry somewhere in here. And
well, yeah, because Henry is his name later on.
Yeah, so which one's the wrong one in this, then? Anyways, we have Henry Herbert Allen.
Hubert, Henrigard, Beauregard.
We have Heinrich here.
There we go.
Cecile is seductively sitting with her legs crossed with her skirt up to her ass.
And she's asking for their story, which, you know...
They give us the panels, basically, from the fucking story we've read in every damn...
Because this is an arc of flashbacks.
Ha, flashbacks.
Yeah.
And flash fronts and flash sides. But we also get the backstory again and again and again.
And it's the same story. Like
Flash breaks his neck.
Flash saved Fiona.
Fiona. Hey, we remembered her name this
Yay!
Time. We didn't even have to write it down.
Nope.
Go us.
Yay. We're becoming better podcasters. That's a limb.
Okay, yeah, let's not step on that fragile limb just yet.
Yeah. A year in, we're doing great.
Would you quit sawing the side of the limb that's connected to the tree, please?
Yeah, they're just telling the story as they saw it. go back to the mental hospital, and Flash is just checking in on the Piper, who is batshit crazy.
And he's like, but my colleagues and I have determined that he's been going crazy for months. It's not your fault, Flash. He's just crazy. And Flash is like, oh, good, because...
Like, cool, I was hoping...
I was hoping it wasn't me, but at the same time, I didn't really give two shits.
Like, do you want to tell the news outlets and then get off my back?
And then he's like, oh, and by the way, we're also missing baby Huey here. Doofus. His name is Doofus P. Ratchet.
Yep. Yeah, here we go.
And Ratchet is now a slang term for ugly, so I feel like they were just calling him dumb and ugly.
Hmm.
Damn. Huh. That's cold.
Yeah. Okay. Age 22, height 6'9". That's a tall boy.
Weight 307 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah, that's over a half a foot taller than me and a time and a half my weight.
I mean, it's about my weight.
Really?
I'm 300 pounds.
Damn, Heffa.
I hold it well. Fuck off.
It's all in your tits.
Oh.
I mean pecs.
Oh.
Captain America pecs. Anyways, so he's like, yeah, this he was. Yeah, he disappeared. And...
Doofus quite literally possessed the mind of a child that never developed beyond the level of an 8-year-old. So we were off by a couple years.
And
but unfortunately, his pituitary gland
that caused him to not stop growing.
To the opposite extreme, the doofus never stopped growing. So I'm wondering if he has like the Andre the Giant thing, where he just keeps growing and growing to the point where it literally kills him.
But he says, you know, he's got an affinity with small animals, like rodents, and hates when they are mistreated.
Yep.
And then he loses control and goes into a rampage of terror.
So we go back to Doofus and the Rogues, and they are explaining to...
This bullshit story.
Yeah. Explaining to Doofus what happened. The Flash had came and started beating up on all of them. Big Sir... Because they're calling him Big Sir. They're not saying Doofus at all.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to convince him that he's part of the bad group.
Yeah.
They're saying that Big Sir came in to save the Rogues because
they're their
friend.
And the Flash knocked them all out.
Yep. And then ran away and crushed that poor little mouse, which sets
Doofus off.
I like how, as he is there basically mourning this mouse... That is found in the Flash's footprint.
Yeah.
The Rogues are like, this isn't working. Like, we need another plan. They're all whispering, of course.
Yeah. Honestly, if you think a dead mouse in the Flash's bootprint will turn this two-ton freak against him, shut up, Weather Wizard. Give it a chance. Blimey, check it out. What's Sir doing now? I think he's burying it, mates. So he buries it right there in the footprint, basically.
Buying it.
Huh?
I think he's buying it, mates.
Oh.
But he does bury the mouse, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But he says buying it. Like, he's buying their tail.
Yeah. But then he's like, oh, I'll beat the shit out of the Flash for hurting my mouse friend.
Oh, that's interesting. He went that way. Just follow the tracks.
Just follow. Oh, look, we found footprints.
Yeah. So Big Sir. So Big Sir goes.
Charging down the footprint.
After the tracks. And the Rogues are like, all right, we did it. This is great. So we go back
to Cecile.
At Allen's
house. Mm-hmm. And she's...
This really... I mean, this is nothing. It's just...
She's holding a picture of Barry, and she's like, man, he looks familiar. Can't put my finger on it.
Huh. Yeah. Like, oh, I dropped it. Let me pick that up. Wait a minute. Why is my hand covering his eyes?
Mystery Men, when he's got the two little things he covered, he puts the glasses in front of him and takes them off. He's like, you know, I think that he's whatever the guy's name is. Oh, you're crazy. Why would a rich... You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so she leaves, and...
That's really the only sticking point.
We go to the psychic, and he's like, oh, I'm picking up signals from the ring. I better follow them. And he calls Fry, and he's like, I'm going to travel around and see if I can get a ping on this ring.
On his car phone.
Yeah, on his car phone. This rich motherfucker. Well, obviously. I mean, come on, if he's doing that kind of stuff.
If he's working with the cops, he's going to have some famous.
Well, not just the cops, but I guarantee he's got famous people that have been, you know. Anyways, so he starts randomly going around, and then we get to the trickster who's floating around town on his lighter-than-air boots.
Yep. We have Boomerang flying on his flying boomerang. Yeah. Which, if you remember, after Reverse Flash died and the Rogues took the body or took the costume or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, I know.
You remember?
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, that like it's ridiculous how they gave them all these, you know.
These mechanics.
Yeah.
Just to make them. The best one is the Mirror Master, who set up this giant
parabolic mirror that nobody's going to notice.
On top of a fucking building.
Right?
Like, the cops aren't going to see that, and, huh, I wonder what that is.
See, now, here's my question, though. In this, does he actually have powers, or does he just use mirrors to his advantage?
I know the second one has powers.
Gotcha.
He has a gun that has some gives powers. I want to say this one does, too.
Okay. I was just curious because, like, I know in the show, like, he can go in and out of mirrors.
But that works for the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. I just didn't know if, like, if this actually had powers or if he was just, like, you know, like, using the mirrors to trick, you know, and...
My understanding, every single rogue uses devices...
Gotcha.
...as their powers. And, I mean, it's shown.
So maybe that big-ass mirror that he's got, you know, he just, it's compact and he just throws it up to the side of the building and it puffs out and then he can, you know...
I don't know if it's that powerful. He ain't that smart. Well, he might be smart.
Anyway, so they're like, you know, nobody's seen him yet. And then the weather wizard's like, well, it's getting kind of hard to hide this big-ass dude in my tiny little rain cloud. To mention that he's probably getting pissed from being drenched for this long, and I don't want him coming after me.
It's the literal rain cloud over a single person pouring down rain.
This is the most miserable man alive.
Gee, I wonder what's going on over there in this giant rain cloud running down the street.
I think I see something in there. But fucking, anyways, we go to the next page and we've got the monitoring station. What the hell is it called? Anyways.
Yep. It's the monitor ship with Lila. And she's like, are you really just going to let the rogues do that with
the
futuristic tech?
I already gave them the stuff. I don't even care to watch anymore what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like once my client has paid,
I don't give a
shit.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
And so we leave that and we go back to the courthouse.
And in the courthouse, they're interviewing jurors for the Flash case. And basically, they go through a string of them, and you've got people that are, you know, utterly against Flash.
I like this. The one lady, what did she say? Mrs. Garth. Putting aside what the law says for the moment, do you personally feel that the taking of human life can ever be adequately justified, regardless of the extenuating circumstances? Remember, Mrs. Garth, you're under oath.
Well, to be truthful, my father was a minister, and I was brought up to believe...
Thank you, Mrs. Garth.
She doesn't even let her finish. She's like, yeah.
That'll be all.
Mrs. Garth, that'll be all. And then the lady's like, humph, this is unacceptable. I gave up a bingo tournament to be here.
That was great.
That was so fucking hilarious.
So they're going through jurors. They're trying to find, you know, there's six. Did they say six or did they say 12?
They say they got six so far.
Okay.
But that's not yet. This is just their first couple people that they're going through.
Gotcha.
And then we go back to the rogues.
They finally found Flash. He was running up one of the streets and cold sees him. So he's trying to, slow him down. Yeah. And Weather Wizard's like, all right, cool. Hey, Big Sir, he's over there.
Go get him, boy.
Yep. And so Big Sir comes running up and he sees Flash knocking out Captain Cold or hitting him. And Big Sir's like, well, this is my new friend, or this is my friend. Flash is bad.
And this is the part of the Weather Wizard's like, oh, by the way, we saw that somebody had dug up the mouse's grave. It was the Flash. And he's like, what? He did that to my little friend?
Oh, yeah. Here's a picture.
Yeah.
The fuck? Okay.
And,
I get it. They're just trying to set him off.
Yeah. So then he uses this suit because he knows how to use the suit now. The mind of an 8-year-old
magically
uses all the abilities.
Future tech.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking blasts the Flash in the face with this mace, or this flail of, like, pure energy.
Yeah, which is pretty fucking impressive.
Right? And then we go back to the jury room, and I think this is the one right here, okay? There's six people pictured here, right?
Six locked in and six to go.
Yeah. And the blonde on the side was, but since Flash saved my husband's life several years ago, I don't feel I'll be objective to remain.
Now, I mean...
So is that one of them that they didn't choose to
keep?
Yeah,
and they probably have another one somewhere else. Like, okay. That's what I'm assuming.
But then we get Sneezy McGreeley here.
Mr.
Newberry.
Newberry. Egghead.
Yeah.
Vincent Price.
Can we ask you a few questions?
By all means, sir. Ask away.
Yeah.
You know? And then we go back to the Flash.
Who's getting his ass handed to him by Big Sir.
Yep.
And he can't get away. He tries to phase through a building.
Wall. And Big Sir's like, my suit tells me I should punch right through the wall right here.
And he knocks out the Flash by doing that.
And
so,
then he flies, and all the rogues are like, yeah, you got him, woohoo! And so he flies up in the air using whatever magical abilities.
Well, there's like a rocket on the mace.
Yeah, the flail.
Flail, thank you. And he's flying off with Flash strung over his shoulder.
And
that is the end of the issue. That's the end of the arc.
Yes, which is why I was like, why the hell? I thought I was missing something in my comic here, but...
And it was meant to be. It was meant to be that way because the very next issue is the beginning of the trial. We're finally here.
Well, not
yet. It took us a year.
But we'll get there. Oh my god, it did take us a year.
A little over a year, technically.
But think about this. You guys had to wait a year. The people that were reading this story had to wait a year and a half.
Yeah.
To start the trial.
Yes. And then another year, because it's 11 issues.
Yeah, another year before they got to actually find out what happened.
Okay, so these issues... Well, what's your takeaway from these issues?
Okay, apart from the tomfoolery with the rogues, which was probably the best part of
that. That really was the best part.
Which has been the best part of this entire arc itself.
After the Reverse Flash, after the wedding and all that, this 14 issues we read.
Yeah, this has been the best part so far.
Yes.
I get that, you know, like I said, they've been having to wait, you know, months and months for this, so that's why they keep doing the backtracking and the bringing, you know, telling us backstories. But I feel like it's been mostly filler with little bits of story actually trickled into it, which takes away from the actual story of...
Yeah, like...
My take on it was that it was boring because it was so much filler and less storyline.
There we go. I did enjoy it, mainly for the rogues in the end. It's like I think I've said in previous issues...
And maybe Cecile in the sensory deprivation
thing. I've said in previous issues, I was about to call him Kong, Grodd was stupid.
Because it wasn't needed.
That was the boring part. The Pied Piper thing was interesting because he's got to see a very intelligent way to take down Flash.
But didn't follow.
Everything he did was good, but yet stupid.
Because it had no point to what was going on.
And again, it's also, I'm a little jaded because I know what's coming. I know this is leading to the Flash trial.
Yeah.
That could be our problem when we're reading these older issues. These are old issues.
But it's not just that it's leading up to the trial. My problem is that, we know the trial's going to be there because at the beginning of this, the Flash is going to be on trial.
Yes.
You know? So, especially, if I would have been reading these back in the 80s.
It'd be a little different.
I'd have been pissed off because I'd have had to wait 2 whole years and then some to find out what happened
from when he killed Reverse Flash and everybody's verdict of what happened.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, fuck. Just waiting for the Justice League to find out whether he was booted or not.
That was three issues?
Yeah, four?
No, it was three.
Was it three?
They had the vote.
Oh, that's right. And then we had the backtracking
issue. The back issue.
And then the next issue where they were like...
Finish the vote.
Yeah.
But
we didn't get the actual verdict until the next issue. So it was technically over four of them, right?
No, it was three.
Anyways. It was too many damn books to...
It took too damn long.
Exactly.
When you're trying to tell a story.
And it wasn't like what was going on was relevant to them deciding.
No, it had made no... It didn't mean nothing.
It was just like...
You can still come back to the Justice League after the trial.
Yeah.
But not right now. We can't help you now. Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, that is a really awesome bookends. Yeah, I just realized that what was going on.
Got those off my brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Tony.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the books in there obviously are...
Yeah.
The Death of Superman.
But even if you had nothing... in there that was Superman relevant. I saw those two, yeah.
I was hoping for a Batman Bane, but I just got Rick and Morty. It's fine.
Yeah. But I was just saying, but even if you had those on normal books, it would look cool because it would just look like he was, knocking him through.
Yeah.
Anyways, so random.
I enjoyed them to a point. I'm looking forward to the last ones we did. Yes. I am looking forward to the trial.
I agree. That's what I'm waiting on, and it keeps pissing him off that. Because I figured at this one we would at least get, to the start of the trial, but they still haven't even picked all the jurors.
I mean, I guess I could have added in the next issue, but then that would have been 8 issues, and 7 is already long enough.
Yeah, that's already a pretty big story arc for us.
Partial story arc. When we get to Crisis, I'll talk to you about that one.
All right.
Off mic.
Off mic. Here, let's just cover.
You can't hear us.
Did you just put your hand over the mic?
No. But yeah, hey, thanks, Ron, for coming again. Of course, you are my co-host, so you're always here. And we
My pleasure
will
being here.
Of course. We will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.